is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang is with me, and we're very lucky to be joined by Ann Stevenson Yang, the author of a new book, highly recommend, to understand China and the global economy right now. Wild Ride, a short history of the opening and closing of the Chinese economy. We're in the closing part. Gordon, headline in Reuters, China vows reforms at long-delayed party conclave amid challenging economy. What party conclave? Why delayed? Thank you, Gordon.
Yeah, they're referring to the third plenum of the 20th National Congress of the Communist Party. Now, congresses are held once every 5 years. Plenums are interim meetings. And the third plenum should have been held last fall, according to tradition. It is traditionally reserved for economic reform. And the delay suggests that there is disagreement in the regime about what to do with the economy.
And a very good evening to you. Unemployment is said to be unknown, but dire. Manufacturing, reported by even Goldman Sachs, is notably in decline. We've spoken at length with you, and I'm ready to again, about the housing crisis, which is overwhelming. There is even the use of the word destocking to explain how they're going to deal with the overbuilt and underutilized cities across China. So the idea of a reform fixing all this, what does that look like? What kind of reform? Good evening to you, Ann.
Good evening, John, and thanks for the kind introduction. You know, who knows? I mean, yes, they delayed the party plenum, and they also notably started a campaign from April that goes until July when they're holding the plenum to have everybody study the speeches of Xi Jinping. So presumably it was to consolidate power around Xi Jinping. The way they are just, you know, taking away information and arresting people in China, it just, you feel like you can't trust any of the statistics.
And that the part that of your explanation that caught my attention is study Xi Jinping. You mean you sit in a group like they did during the Red Guard and read a book about him?
It means that you have to sit in a little circle and read his speeches and talk about how the speeches are correct and, you know, what their effect is on your life. So you're probably reading the newspaper.
Gordon, you have a question for Ann after that comical scene.
So, Ann, there have been reports that even foreign companies, their employees are required to read Xi Jinping's speeches and to study Xi Jinping's thought. The issue here is that Xi Jinping obviously believes in a much more state-controlled economy, perhaps Maoist or Stalinist in theory. So do you think that there's actually going to be announcements of big reforms, as some people have been saying? I'm sure it's possible, but what is your sense of what the third plenum will or will not do?
It depends on what you mean by reform, Gordon. I mean, I'm sure that reform is not going to mean loosening of state control. What they're going to do is maybe nationalize more of the property market, you know, things like that. I mean, the way they're cracking down on information channels is really kind of chilling. I don't know whether you noticed, but they recently closed two of the labs that were doing COVID research and ejected the scientists who managed them.
What we're looking at here is massive unemployment. I mean, there are a lot of other terms we can use, but that connects us to epochs come and gone in the future. Massive unemployment creates turmoil within the population, damages family formation, wrecks lives. Is there a reform that does that, Anne? Are they talking in any fashion? I know they're denying the unemployment, but it's evident from anybody who reports to me that young men of army age, military age, are wandering the jungles of Panama, the shores of Guam, looking for work. They're in hotels in Ecuador headed to the United States. They're looking for jobs. Does a reform answer that puzzle?
You know, there was this really funny little article in a Hong Kong paper a week or two ago about how the central government has gotten sensitive about unemployment. So they want there to be more, quote unquote, job openings. So they ordered all the local governments to create job openings by issuing more business licenses. So lots of people like got multiple licenses, and on paper, they have more companies, so they'll have more job openings. That's the kind of, quote unquote, reform that we're talking about.
So there are job openings, but there are no jobs. Is that correct?
Correct.
We talked about Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, before. He didn't invent that one. That's a new one to me, Anne.
Well, you know, the party is ever inventive.
Gordon, don't you like that? A job opening without a job and we feel better?
Yes, and it shows you the lengths to which China's control of information are able to distort reality, because we still have Western news media outlets reporting Chinese statistics as if they were true.
I'm looking for the headline that says, good news, China's job openings are a sudden increase in the month of April. Gordon, you have a question for Anne.
Anne, how long can they keep this up? How long?
I mean, I've always thought, Gordon, that what has to happen is that they close off the borders, they control people, they close off the channels of information, and then they just keep announcing, you know, the harvest is getting better and better. That's what they're going to have to do right now, and that's what they're doing.
I go to a simple vignette from a video that I saw at the Darien Gap. A young man, I would say, in his 20s. Marching up to the gate, asking questions about where he is. He's right outside the San Vicente camp, which gathers together people coming through the Darien Gap, feeds them a little bit, gives them a rest, and then they take the bus north to the United States eventually. However, he approached the informant, and he didn't have English. He didn't have any language but Chinese. So he had an iPhone, and he spoke into the iPhone, and it came back in English. Where am I? The Chinese Communist Party is either deliberately ignorant or has lost touch with people like that young man. Is there anyone talking common sense, Anne, that you read, because you have the language, talking common sense about what's going on right now?
I'm not sure that the party was ever particularly concerned with the individual, John. It's just that when the economy was growing, there was lots of opportunity for individuals, so they've kind of kept quiet about rights and things like that. Now it's not really clear what's going to happen. But do people know at the central government? Sure. Do they care? I really kind of doubt it.
And Gordon, help me with this. The unemployment, it's wrecking people. She knows this. And does he have an answer?
That's a great question, John. You would assume that he would, but in these types of systems, where you have reporting from the bottom up, where incentives to report good news, probably Xi Jinping does not have a sense of the dimension of the problem. He probably knows that there's an issue, but he doesn't know how bad it is. And I think he doesn't want to know how bad, because he does have solutions that are making the problem worse. And he wants to continue with that.
Anne Stephenson Yang, the book is Wild Ride, A Short History of the Opening and Closing of the Chinese Economy. Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.